ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Hey,
for
Drew, before you hit record.
You can't interrupt me this week because I actually have a question for you.
I'm not interrupting you. I wanted to talk to Sam because the last time we were on the air, he rudely interrupted you, and I want
to start with a question to you. So can I just? I'm gonna hit record in a second here.
Okay. Then,
yeah. Okay.
Cool. Sam, is Sam here?
Yeah, he's here.
Oh. Yeah, I do. I have a question for Drew, too. Oh my God.
I have a question. Oh, I don't have a question. All right. Answer.
Yeah, why would you? That'd be good journalism.
Well, no, I do have a statement, but go ahead. Well, actually, I do have a question and a statement. Go ahead.
Well, I would hope you have at least one of each of those, considering we have to talk about stuff for 55 more minutes. So.
I know. Start yours.
Well, I need to thank everybody for tuning in to Apples to Apples. I'll tell you how to listen to this in just a minute. You know, like, I think I've decided I can't jump into our intro. You know how, like, SNL and stuff, like, they do, like, a cold open? I feel like this is, like, our cold open. I can't just dive into telling you to... No, not at all.
Because I've got the most breaking news ever, but go ahead. Is that a tease? Oh, my God, another penalty. Montreal just hit Middleton in the face. Jesus.
I actually am curious. I'm going to check the box score. Well, if you genuinely have breaking news, I mean, I'll let you.
I do. So... as often
there have
happens,
been 13 penalties. That feels like a lot.
I'll tell you what, there could be 30 penalties.
Some of them are more than 2 minutes because it's
a light night for sports. It's one of the first. Well, first of all, I didn't even know the Wild season started, but it's good to know. This is the third game. I've watched the entire game. I've never done that before unless I've been there.
There's really nothing on except I
can't say the entire game. I literally turned it on and I saw two shorthanded goals. But here's my breaking news.
They're not the same guy, by the way. I kind of assume you would think they are. But.
Are you sure? Have you ever seen him in this? Oh, wait, they were in the same room at the same time.
They in fact, assisted one another, I believe.
I know. It was like 3 seconds apart.
And my notification said it was the same guy.
Well, they gave it to the other guy. The same guy at first, and then they switched it later to the other guy. So
if you look quickly, you know the difference. So the three of us last night,
you know what they call them, right?
Doppelgangers?
No, you know their last names.
The double D?
No. They're Dewar and Duhame. I'll give you one guess what their nicknames are.
Yeah, the double D.
The double D is it all.
Well, they have this. It's something one and something two.
D1, D2? Oh.
No. Dewar and Duhame.
Is that what they call them? That's their name.
Those are their last names. It's a name that is familiar to you. Well, more to me than you, but it's familiar to the family.
Dewey 1 and Dewey 2?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I like my nickname better.
Yeah, they call
Sammy?
Dewey 1 and I don't know which is which, to be fair, but...
Oh, well, I don't think you can tell them apart.
Both score every game, I mean, do you really need to?
So, I mean, I don't know if this is... I don't want to use the word baseball because it's tough these times around here to use the term baseball, but a little inside baseball. Is there another term for that?
Inside wrestling?
Behind the scenes.
Inside wrestling, yeah. Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Little A2A behind the scenes.
Peel back the curtain.
Let's peel back the curtain a little bit, or the drapes.
Peel back the apple?
Yeah, let's peel the apple a little bit.
You don't really peel apples.
If we do this, we could do this all day. You peel apples. Some people do, if you're making pie.
Your pie, yeah. No, that's fair.
Arison Ech just scored. Breaking news. But so the three of us, as we often do, more so you guys, and then I'm in the between here because I'm in the mid-coast, but we do a lot of texting back and forth. And do you guys recall what we were texting about last night at the end of the night during the Monday Night Football?
The how bad the coaches were? Oh, the woman, yeah.
The lady.
Yeah.
You know, as I was watching her for like 16 hours, I started thinking, I get a vibe from her that we should know her. Now, I don't know her. You don't know her. Sam doesn't know her. But breaking news, she grew up in Minnesota. Yeah. You knew this.
I found this out recently. I mean, I'm sure y'all found it out.
She's a Viking fan.
Was, is.
Still is. She said she'll always be. So, so that crazy lady on Monday Night Football, of course, has ties to our pathetic.
Well, and it's crazy that even the one LA Charger fan that found in the stadium isn't really a Charger fan.
She started off as a...
But to be fair, she seems like a fan. I got to give her that. And
she went through a roller coaster of emotions.
Or she was on some drugs that, I mean...
I think she's just like that.
Well, she was
on McAfee today. She just seems that...
She was?
Yeah, they had her on McAfee.
Oh, my God. She was easy to find because she was the only Charger fan there because it was all Cowboy fans.
I had a friend at the game.
He
goes to L.A. for work once every 3 weeks.
Oh.
And they all got tickets, the team and the client, to go to the game. He took a picture from his section, and he prefaced it with, it's possible that these were reserved for the away team. He goes, but try and find a Chargers jersey in my section.
I don't understand.
And he sent the picture. There was one. And it was like, in the whole section, it was like 50% people not wearing jerseys or not wearing football gear at all. So you couldn't really tell because it was from the back. 49% Cowboys jerseys, 1% Chargers jerseys.
They built a stadium, the most expensive stadium in the world, for two teams that the state could care less about.
Yeah, the Chargers specifically.
Especially the Chargers, but they don't even support the Rams.
No.
I don't understand it.
Everyone, and then we'll stop talking about this stuff and then go to our other stuff. I'll intro and then we'll move on. But I don't. Like, everyone was trying to joke that she was like a plant because there's no Chargers fans.
Right.
No one is willingly a Vikings and Chargers fan. That is, you could not pick two worse teams to be fans of if you were picking two.
Correct.
Teams that have never won anything.
And
teams that are constantly elevating your heart rate above a healthy level. Like, neither of those two teams has ever played a normal game in the past probably decade. Well,
the Chargers have to have one of the worst coaches to ever coach in the NFL. And I'm not willing to go there yet with our guy, but we'll talk about it.
Our guy
is a genius compared to that guy. I get it.
Yeah, and he always will. There are two, perhaps three guys that are as bad as Staley. One of them was on the other sideline.
Yeah, he's
And amazing. The third one is, by some miracle of God, 500 over in Las Vegas.
You know what? I'll argue this with anyone and put Belichick in there. Most overrated coach in the history of sports.
Well, they talk about a bad team. They have a bad team.
Sean Payton.
Yeah, Sean Payton. What has he won without Drew Brees?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I think
about paying his players to injure our players.
Yeah.
Well, that's true too.
I still think those guys are.
Well, they won better. At least.
Yeah. If you put a bad coach with those guys, like, they'd still be bad. Like, or they'd be okay, you know?
Well, Belichick.
Belichick won. Is just clearly doesn't. I don't think he cares anymore.
Let's just go over his record. He won absolutely nothing without Brady. He didn't even play Brady until he was forced to. And then he basically got rid of Brady and he's never won anything again. He is awful.
I'm team. It was always Brady, never Belichick. My point is, as good as Brady is, if he there needs to be a floor for that coach to win as much as they did. He would have always found his way into one or two.
Can we talk one more thing and then, because we won't talk, we don't need to really talk hockey because we got 9 more months of it.
Yes.
And it certainly doesn't matter, but in what world is Sam our hockey expert? Well, either one of you two. In what world does it make sense that a team can't afford, these players hurt and they can't afford.
It's multiple teams.
I know. They're suiting up one less guy because they can't afford to play someone. There's something wrong about that. I'm sorry.
Also, in what world is a sure first ballot Hall of, I don't really know how Hall of Fame works in hockey, so maybe I'm not our expert, but first ballot Hall of Famer unsigned at the beginning of the year.
Oh, Patrick Tate. Kane. Patrick
Kane's unsigned too. Kane's not signed either.
Well, Taze isn't playing anymore. Maybe.
Well,
not.
Isn't Taze like pseudo retired? But I think Kane's not signed because he's hurt, and I think everyone's trying to wait. Like to Dad's point, no one wants to sign him to be hurt because you have to spend money for them, and like,
I mean, the salary cap thing is stupid. They have
right, and if you go sign a hurt Patrick Kane and want him on your roster and don't put him on IR, which I think in the NHL has to be 4 weeks, I think.
Calling like, someone,
you're paying for a guy, probably a lot of money for a guy that can't play, and then you're going to be stuck. To your point, Dad.
Well, we have $31 million.
If he's that good, I mean, he's that good. I mean, you sign the guy, you'll want, he'll pay the dividends down the road.
I agree.
But you'd be playing a man short for 2 weeks. That's why I know someone's going to sign it. I'm telling you, you guys, your points are 100% correlated.
Yeah, that's the NHL. That's just stupid rule. If you're shorthanded on your, because you're hurt, then call someone up. I mean, come on, NHL. How stupid.
Yeah.
It's a safety issue, too.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Everyone's like, the players' union's going to be pissed.
Well, it's stupid. Like, you got guys that are signed. It's not like, I mean, so you got guys in the – whatever.
The issue – here, I'm literally reading this right now. Your 2 points are 100% linked. The issue with the return to the Rangers comes with the salary cap, as the team has just $675,000 in salary cap space. While that may be enough to get Kane to agree to a one-year deal and set himself up for a healthy free agency period next summer, the Rangers are not the best option when it comes to long-term stability, and – they cannot fit him under the salary cap until his year-long salary would prorate below that amount. Like, that's too complicated.
Well,
because the minimum, I think the minimum is like 850.
So well, how about the fact that
season progress where like the net amount for the remainder of the year is below
we
that?
We signed into a 3-year deal worth $15
You can't
million.
Do that in the NHL. You can't do it in the NHL. They just take the average value of your contract, and that's what it costs you every year.
Well, what about the Wild? They can't.
That's stupid.
Forget
they
Kane.
They should be able to pay him $1 in year one and two and then 14.99
I'm not trying to be funny. You can't do that because of the Zach Parisian Suter contracts. It was one of like three rules that I think came out of their contracts. Was
you
can't
be able to buy a guy out and not have to pay him $17 million a year.
I
shouldn't be punished for a guy retiring. That was the whole problem.
That's what I don't understand.
You shouldn't be punished for a guy sucking either.
Right, right.
I don't, or tonight we can't.
I mean, that's another one.
Tonight we're playing shorthanded guys. I mean, we have guys, but we just can't insert them. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
They can't. They literally couldn't bring anyone.
I know. Yeah. That's crazy.
They couldn't. They like, yeah. It's
there's literally only one guy we could call up who's a defenseman.
No, they can't afford it. That's Dad's point.
No, they could afford one guy. I can't remember. I couldn't remember his name. He was so irrelevant. But he was a defenseman, and then we'd have to play one man forward short.
Which they're doing anyways, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that's the other thing. Goligoski.
I can tell you what.
Like 6 hours ago. But you're right, Dad. Tons of
Faber,
team and the players union are not happy.
I would put Faber on right wing. That guy's a stud.
He's like our best defenseman. Why would you?
Yeah, no, that's the other problem. He's our best defenseman.
I think he's led us in ice time every game. Which
he's our best defenseman. He's played four games, by the way.
Yeah. How is it possible to have a +3 when your team lets up 7 goals?
It's insane. I genuinely, I'm not trying to be funny. When Spurgeon comes back and they can mix up the pairings a little bit, like him and Brodin, not Spurgeon, Faber and Brodin, who haven't really played together because they've tried to mix and match the good with the bad. Brodin and Faber are probably a top 3, maybe 5 at worst, defensive pairing in the NHL. Like, it's going to be impossible to score on those guys.
And once Faber isn't nervous, he could go to the net a little bit more, too.
He's just got a goal. What was it? First game, he got a goal. But you're right. He'll probably get more active. But, yeah.
All right, that's probably enough Wild talk. I mean, meanwhile, they're up 5-1.
Kaprizov leads the team in time on ice today because they're double-shifting him, but... Besides, it's like Kaprizov, and then every other four is 5 minutes below him. But Faber leads the team in ice time right now. Dan, my question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm mad at you trying to suck up to me or something? Because you've been liking a lot of my tweets lately, and you don't normally do that, nor do you normally agree with me. So I'm curious if you think we have a problem and you're trying to iron it out.
I feel like I misunderstood. I'm brutally honest, and if I find something that I think makes sense, maybe the greatest play I've ever seen in hockey just now, by the way. We can't do this when the game's on. I get distracted.
When do you watch the games?
I don't. This is probably the last game I'll watch.
Just turn on tennis or soccer, and you won't get distracted.
Yeah, that's true. No, because that's where I think I misunderstood. You guys all say I'm negative. I tell the truth. I'm not negative. And if the truth is negative, well, tough crap.
No, that's not my point. That's not what I'm at. That's not
because I've some of the stuff you've said lately for once in a while.
That's what I'm asking.
You've made perfect sense. I can't disagree with what you said.
Well, that's my question. I'm
when you say dumb things, I have no choice but to disagree.
I'm just saying. Are you saying that only because you?
I don't think you're mad at me.
Okay, just it seemed out of the ordinary. That's all.
It seemed out of the ordinary that you made sense. So that's why I figured I had to.
Well, that's why I had to assume something was going on.
No,
I didn't know what. But
I was wondering why you were making sense, but I wasn't going to add that. I agreed with you, which. I don't like to, but if I mean, I'm a big enough person where if one of you two says something that makes sense, or the one or two times you do, I have to agree.
Okay. I just wanted to ask, figured I'd air it out now.
And I got a public service announcement. We have a lot of new listeners or new in the last couple months. And one of them in particular is a young man, so I'm not going to call Jack right out. But don't chirp me because it's not going to go well. He knows. I've said this to his face, too. So this is public service for anyone else out there. And one more thing, and then we need to move on.
I think Sam had a question.
Oh, go ahead, Sam.
Well, I was going to ask Drew if he liked it better when I interrupted him, or if he liked it better when Dad interrupted him.
I never interrupt. I try to
I like it more when you do, because I at least know you have a purpose in interrupting me.
I interrupt Dad. Yeah.
Well, I don't try to interrupt. I try to catch you before you hit record or put the music on. It's weird. I can't hear the music in my headphones ever, but
you're just so used to it. It's
more more inside baseball.
It's like that. You know how when you get old, you can't hear certain frequencies. I know.
I haven't even told you guys about me getting bit by a chicken, but we can get to that. What was I gonna say? What was I talking? Yeah, so don't chirp me because it's not going to go well for you guys. But yeah, I got bit by a chicken. Did you guys know that?
No. Why were you near a chicken?
Well, that's what I wanted to know. I was at the southern. I was at a bar. I was at the southernmost bar in America, in Key West, Florida, and I thought it was weird that there was mosquitoes at noon, and then I looked and there was a chicken attached to my leg. So.
I mean. Did you?
It hurt.
Did you do anything about it?
I punched him in the mush and got him off. And then they're like, oh, yeah, that happens. I'm like, oh, great. Wonderful. Southernmost point of don't go to the. Well, I mean, it's a cool. It's cool to say you're at the southernmost bar in America, but watch out for the chickens, I guess, is the moral of the story. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sounds like they're not as friendly as the Hawaii chickens.
I can't tell if it was a love peck or not, but yeah. Oh, it was very reminiscent of Hawaii. Yes. Good call on that one.
They kind of keep. Oh, now you can hear the music.
Yeah, there's the music.
That's my phone.
So thanks everybody for. Sorry. You guys.
Is the show over? That was a good.
No, show. I'm gonna close our cold open though, and then we'll get to the real action. Because we have. Baseball and real and other football to talk about besides
and
just how bad
fantasy football
is.
And fantasy football. Ugh.
So thanks everybody for tuning in. You found us one way or another. If you don't like the way you found us, you can find us on all of your favorite podcasts.
Or if you don't like us.
Well, they wouldn't listen to. Well, I guess if they want to hate listen, they're more than welcome to. But
by the way, the Wild are going to need to have another space open because this Mermis guy that we have. Is absolutely just got his butt handed to him in a fight.
Well, he's the extra, so.
Yeah, well, they're good. Yeah, I don't think he's going
like
to be able
He's the, like, extra. He was supposed to be the extra defenseman who's only playing because Goligoski got hurt. I don't even know when.
Well, he's probably going
to
have.
You know who he's related to? You will never in a million years believe this.
Related to?
Dakota.
Well, I can tell you who he's not related to, a boxer or a wrestler, because he's going to have three black eyes, but go ahead.
I want to make sure I get this. Mermis? Yes.
And by the way, Sam, are you watching the game?
No, I'm wearing a mix.
I'm watching the baseball game.
Oh, what's our coach's name?
Dean Evison.
Dean.
Yeah. He's doing something with his hair that I would not recommend.
He grew it out a little bit. It doesn't look great. Yeah.
No, not a good look on the coach. Not that I should be talking or giving hair advice, but.
I thought the same thing. Okay. I was correct, and I was just want to make sure I had the details right. His uncle.
Oh.
Do you want to take a couple guesses? You're never going
to. I mean, there's a lot of people in the world. Can you narrow it down to us?
He's
genre.
He's an athlete. And he's a Minnesota athlete. Not necessarily from Minnesota. He might be from Minnesota, but he has a connection to Minnesota in some way. And he is an
really?
Athlete.
Brock Lesnar.
Kevin Garnett. No, there's no way it's Lesnar. Trust me, after what I just saw. Kevin Garnett.
No, although Kevin Garnett probably would have helped the fighting too.
Yeah.
You're never going to get it. I'll cut to the chase. Randall McDaniel.
Wait, okay. First of all, I thought I was being a smart guy by Kevin Garnett. How is he related to Randall McDaniel? I don't know if you've seen him.
His uncle. I have seen him. It's his uncle.
His uncle?
Randall? Well, I assume it's, wow. It's his mom's. I would assume it's his parents' sister's husband. But yeah,
wow.
His uncle.
Okay.
Dakota Mar- I remember when he got called up for the first time a couple years ago, Russo wrote an article out of him. I was like, I had never seen him before. I didn't know what he looked like.
Yeah.
Well, I read the article expecting him to look a certain way, and he
can tell you, oh my god, I can tell you one thing, after the fight he's gonna look a lot more like him. There's another fight now. This is out of control.
They might have to call the game.
I know.
Yeah, he's Randall McDaniel's nephew.
Arison Ek is not. Oh my god, he just got punched in the face while the ref was holding him.
At least it wasn't the ref this time.
No, the ref didn't punch him this time, and now he's the whole time he's yelling at, and now he got another penalty, and he's yelling at the ref. Okay, let's move on. This is crazy.
Someone I will follow just tweeted, I am once again asking you to stop starting fights after a clean hit.
It's crazy.
Which is, it must have been what the Mermis guy did. So thanks everybody for tuning in. That's our hockey coverage for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Well, it's too early. It's like novelty early right now. We'll take a break for a little bit and then we'll come back.
Right, because I mean, we're going to have a decent regular season and then we know what happens. So yeah, let's move on.
So thanks for tuning in. Like I said, you found us one way or another. If you don't love how you found us, we're on all podcast streaming services, or at least the ones that matter, Spotify, Apple, Google, etc. But most importantly, we are a proud member of the WFNU 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio family. You can find us live on 94.1 FM, and you're in the, I shouldn't say broader, if you're just in the Twin Cities area or in Minneapolis area, live Saturday morning, 7 a.m. over the airwaves, or Sunday morning, bright and early, 1 a.m. That's your Saturday heading into your Sunday. You can also stream us live on WFNU.org. You can also find us on the WFNU app. Just search that in your app store. You'll see their logo. It's a frog and a record because it's Frogtown Community Radio. But we are one of just a ton of great shows, tons of great content, most Minnesota related, but just like us, they'll tell you if something important's going on, music, news, everything in between. And we are one of a couple sports shows, and following us at 8 a.m. is the cornerstone of Minnesota sports reporting, Connor's Corner. Dad, what's going on with Connor?
Not much. He's just hanging out, chilling, chillaxing. We have the show you'll listen to after is just, we're back live. Last couple of Fridays we've been live, just, you know, talking some sports and multiple other things. So
just
stay tuned.
Just your normal run of the mill show.
Our normal run of the mill show. Lots of, Connor's doing some sports facts. He's talks a little Kirk Cousins, some Vikings. He still has hope. I'm sure you guys do too, but
define hope. I mean
now they just kicked Arison Ek out of the game for getting punched in the face 30 different times. Bizarre. And I'm not even including the one where the ref punched him in the face. Okay.
This says they just gave Arison Ek 2 minutes.
Well, he's in the tunnel.
Is he hurt because he got punched in the face?
No, he was. Yeah, he should be. No,
concussion spotter got him out of there.
I don't know what's going on.
So that's Connor's Corner. That's on 8 a.m. on WFNU, WFNU.org, and the WFNU app. He is on a few other times throughout the week on, as they call it, tape delay, because he's more important than us. And he's just better than us. No doubts about it.
True.
Yeah, I don't have anything more to say than he's better than us. That's 7 a.m., 8 a.m. Central.
He got a misconduct, too.
It's probably for the best, honestly.
Well, no, I think it's for his own health. All right,
that's what I mean.
That's way too much hockey talk.
So before we move into baseball, before we move into football, Sam, how's Santa Clara soccer doing?
Uh-oh, what just happened?
Nothing. It's a genuine question.
Oh, I thought you were leading to something.
No.
We had a couple women's soccer, of course. I assume you're talking about because who cares about the men.
Unless the men are good, and I'm unaware of the men being good.
The men were an attorney last year, but they're not as good as the women. The women had a couple losses in non-conference play to some highly ranked teams, but conference play were absolutely dominating. Off a couple offensive players of the week. Scored like 16 goals in 4 games, so they're back. Don't worry about them. And then, I don't know if you saw, the Bay Area got a women's soccer team. And it's
really?
Oh yeah, I did see that.
And it was started by all Santa Clara women's soccer players. So
I didn't know that. I didn't see that they got a team.
There's a very famous Santa Clara women's soccer player.
Randy, she was on my front lawn in my house. We've met. We've shook hands.
She sold more bras for Nike than...
Nike.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going.
Yeah, you sort of buried the lead on the...
Yeah, I did. It didn't come out right, but yeah.
That
Brandy Chess.
Jordan sold shoes. I don't know where you're going there.
Yeah, I don't know what I want.
I just want to check in. I think Georgetown's women are just outside the top 25, so... their men are, I think, are top 10, though. Just figured I'd check in. I know we like to check in on
that. And the Bay Area is getting a WNBA team. We're on the rise, guys.
You know, I did always sort of think it was where they didn't have one. That was always surprising to me. So.
And Vegas has one, but they don't have an NBA team.
I thought Sam was going to say something.
I was processing that. I thought he said that they didn't have a WNBA team, and I realized he must have said NBA team. I misheard. I misheard that one. That's why I paused
I'm debating going to game 4 tomorrow. I just don't know if I can find anyone to go with me, and I'm not sure I have it in me to go to that.
How is it not over yet? I feel like the finals started a month ago already.
They have like a lot of time between
them. It is weird, and I mean, Vegas, the team is so good. I don't know, even know how the Liberty won a game, but
right.
The
Liberty have the best.
I think it's like, listen, they're not NBA finals expensive, but like, I wouldn't say they're cheap.
I've been to 2 WNBA finals games for a total of $5.
Yeah, I mean, if it was 3 months ago, they'd have been cheap. But
and I sat 5 rows above.
I mean, the cheapest ticket out there, and it's actually on a promo, so that one doesn't count. I'll leave that. The cheapest ticket's $42 for a single ticket. Again, not expensive, but.
Do they play at Madison Square Garden?
No, they actually play at Barclays.
They
used to play at MSG, and then I can't remember why they switched. I think the Nets guy bought them. I think that's why.
Oh.
I think they used to play at MSG, and then. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, that Joe Tsai guy that owns the Nets bought them. I think he bought them when he bought the Nets, maybe. Or I don't know. He bought them. So then he moved him to Brooklyn. Obviously.
Interesting. Okay. They do have, they actually have some good players.
Yeah. Well, at one point they like also played in Westchester, actually.
Really?
Dolan, the schmuck that he is, when he was trying to buy the team, when he was trying to sell the team,
mm-hmm.
when no one wanted to buy them, he just was like, all right, well, F it. I don't care anymore. So he's made him play all their games in Westchester where the G League team plays.
Oh, my God.
He was like, you're not worth it to me to have an MSG anymore, which is stupid.
Oh, that's nice.
you're trying to sell a franchise, you'd want it to look good, but whatever. So anyways, I was debating going tomorrow while we're on the women's sports train, but it would be my first time ever experiencing a finals game of any sort.
Oh gosh, I've seen many. Ugh.
I've even seen two.
I've seen zero. When have you seen?
We've seen a ton here.
I've seen two links in person.
I've never seen one in person.
I've seen the college national championship too. So I've seen three.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I've never.
Speaking of women's basketball,
Dad was just a worse father than his father. Didn't take us all over the country to go to Super Bowls and championships.
Didn't know anybody that worked for a Fortune 500 corporation.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I've taken you guys to some pretty decent things, though.
I didn't complain.
There is one hanging over our head that we have to figure out. I don't know how we pull it off because of baseball, but I mean, if there was, because we have such deep ties, this is what I wanted to say earlier, actually. Because we have fairly deep ties to Philly. This not only this show, but sort of us.
Oh, I thought you were talking about 2025.
Well, that's too. But I mean, we do have deep ties to Philly, whether it's our correspondents. I mean, we have a couple correspondents. While they're going to lose, it's over. It's 5-2. We have some Philly correspondents. Drew and I went to maybe one of the greatest events in WWE history with the and now very sentimental, the Extreme Rules in Philly, and now WrestleMania is there. But I wanted to ask you guys earlier, because, and I don't need you to, you know, I don't want you to have to say you hate Philly fans or anything like that, but they're very spoiled. Are they not?
Yes. No, they are. Except for hockey. But even the hockey team was good for a while.
Way back when.
But not even that long ago. I want to say, the Phillies are good again, but that, like, whenever the Philly, I gotta look it up. Broad Sam, you can give your takes.
Yeah, you can. They are so spoiled.
Won the conference in 2009. I was gonna say they were good not that long ago.
Man, they're spoiled. Holy crap.
Call them out on it the other day after they lost game two. Did they play LA or did they play Atlanta?
They played Atlanta.
They played Atlanta, right? After they won game one, they lose game two in Atlanta. And one of our Philly correspondents is actually a Red Sox fan, which I've said before.
Yeah.
Two of our other Philly correspondents are both Philly fans.
Yep.
And after they lost that game, I'm trying to see if I'm not going to be able to find my text fast enough. But basically, after they lost that game, they were like, series is over, it's done, can't believe they blew that game, blah blah blah, whatever. And I was like, listen guys, like,
yeah,
I'm not just saying this, like, you just split on the road with your two worst pitchers pitching because your better pitchers had to pitch in the wild card. Like, it's set up pretty well for you. Like, if you can win, like, all you got to do is win now the pitching advantage you have and you'll be fine. They're like, no, they won't do it, blah blah blah, whatever. And then, of course, they win. And now they're like, I love this team. This team is the best. I'm like, what? Like, you guys understand what happened, like, a week and a half. Like, I told you guys this was going to happen. And, like, for once, that attitude that I have actually projected nicely onto another team. And, you know, they were like, I tell them they have to check their sports privilege. That's actually what I tell them.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're acting like us, but with a team who's actually good and wins championships.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not
or at
fair.
Least at least, you know, they've consistently had one of three teams for the past 3 to 4 years competing for a championship.
Well, and the nice thing about the Phillies is they can just their regular season means nothing to them, and then they turn it on the playoffs, as opposed to our teams here where we might have a decent regular season and then we're done.
Well, I think there's a level of experience. I mean, we can segue into baseball now, but I just think there's a level of experience in baseball specifically.
Well, yeah.
The game is just such a different feel. Like, hockey's kind of the same way, Like, a football game is still a football game. I feel like a basketball game is still a basketball game. A little bit more defensive intensity, but, like, the regular season to the playoffs, let me know if you guys disagree, is not that different. Baseball has just such a different feel of it because teams just – the pitching rotations work differently. The bullpen is full of guys that weren't bullpen guys to start the year, but they're, like, still good out of the bullpen. You – just need to get hot for a short period of time. It's the same way how hockey's just got that extra level of physicality. Blah, Philly, blah, blah. Like, so
Philly
that,
also
that,
makes trades at the deadline to improve too. Yeah, I'm still bitter. Go ahead.
Yeah, I stand by that. I don't think what they did was that bad of an idea. But I also don't. Who did Philly get this year?
I'm in general. I don't even know. They might have got no.
I don't think they really got anybody.
They might have got no one this year. I don't even know.
They might have, honestly. I can't remember.
I don't, and they might not have. I don't know.
Honestly. But where was I going with this? Like, there's, because the game is just so has spoiled. A different feel to it. Experience matters so much in those playoffs, and you saw it with Philadelphia consistently. You see it with Houston consistently, and you saw it in Baltimore losing. I mean, Baltimore won 100 games. Like, you cannot. Now, I think Baltimore needed pitching. They never got it. That's a team that should have made a move at the deadline and didn't.
Right.
But
yeah, no,
they won 100 games in the hardest division in baseball and then just got swept.
But the Philadelphia teams, the Philadelphia teams have good owners, good general managers, coaching. I don't even know. I mean, I think their football.
I'm not sure the Sixers one's great, but
The Sixers,
relatively speaking,
the Sixers are probably a failure in a way, but look at the players they get. I mean, they make the
they never work. I mean, so it's they also hired Rivers.
But Sam,
the talent the Sixers have is absurd. I mean, look at they had Maxey and all, even the other guys who weren't top three, they were still could have been all stars on any other team.
Yeah, no, 100%.
How good can your manager be if they hire Doc Rivers?
No, well, that's if no, without.
That's a good point.
That's what's
talking about a worse coach.
No, they'd have. They probably have. They'd have three or four titles if they would have had a different coach.
You're not wrong. Generally, I'm more taking a pot shot at the Sixers, but I do. I just think in baseball specifically, and hockey is the same. You just see these same teams kind of over and over. Because that experience matters so much. And that's why I think it was – I don't think any of us had grand illusions of the Twins going that far. But that's why I think winning a game, winning a series, winning a game on the road in a place like Houston means so much moving ahead, because that team had a lot of young players with not a lot of playoff experience, if any. And I think that's invaluable experience for a roster that should be as good, if not better, going.
So I'm going to agree with you. I agree that winning it and it gives hope and blah, 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 and it shows they can do it and gives them a taste of it. But it also exposed their biggest issues. And I'm going to say the general managing and I'm going to say the coaching, because it's something we harped on from day one, their approach at the plate. And that's the coach, and there's 16 different batting coaches I know they have. That was a problem during the season, and congratulations, because they set the all-time record for strikeouts. That's coaching. Sorry. That is coaching. That's approach. It's something that this show said, not during the playoffs. We said it all along, and I will say this one last time, Mr. Jack Wright, who I know you're listening. If we have a rise, now I'm not saying we shouldn't have, let me make this clear. I'm not saying we shouldn't have Pablo Cruz. But if we have a rise, we might.
It's fascinating how you don't get either of those names right. His name's Pablo, but you can't say one guy's name right and you got the other last name wrong.
Okay, what?
And I know you don't do it on purpose.
Who did I get wrong?
Well, it's not how you say Arise. You just said Arise.
And how do you say Arise?
Lopez.
Oh, Pablo Lopez. Okay, and then I'll be done.
I think it's more your accent coming through in Arise.
It might be my southern accent. Southern
Scott. It's not A-R-I-S-E. It's not a rise. It's
okay.
A-R-I-S-E.
If we would have had Luis, or is it Louise?
That's fine. I think it might be Louise, but I actually.
I don't know. I'm
whichever one you say, I'm going to say it's the other one. So.
I honestly believe if we and then I want to make it clear what I'm saying. If we had him in that series, we might have won the series. Because he's the exact opposite of what this team didn't do. And I'm going to say it. I don't think Lopez is bad. I think he was a good pitcher. I'm glad we have him. I'm glad we have him for several years. He's a great teammate. The good teams, when Texas wanted, when Houston wanted Verlander, when Texas wanted, I'm not even going to try to say his name, the other Met guy, they didn't have to give up the best player in the American League, the best hitter in the American League. They gave up prospects and got the guy. And that's what I'm saying about the Twins. It was a stupid trade of because who they gave up, not getting the guy, because the guy was our best pitcher, no question. But I do believe that with that guy like him, we might have won the series.
I mean, yeah. I'm going to agree. Well, go ahead, Sam.
Well, I was going to say, what you're talking about is Franco, whatever. I mean, we can harp on all the bullpen moves he made. Some pitchers may have stayed longer, but whatever it was, the offense lost us the series.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, to Dad's point is the moves are not going to be in the bullpen. The majority worked, and maybe they worked just because our bullpen is that
whatever,
good right cool. now. Maybe they work. Who cares? Whatever. If we allowed 3 runs to the Astros in the elimination game with Alvarez, the hottest hitter in all of baseball, right now, the dude can't be stopped no matter who's pitching against them. And Altuve, who's one of the greatest hitters, let alone postseason hitters, and that will be history. And all those guys they have, and only put up 2 runs off 2 home runs. It's absurd with all the runners who leave on base.
Yep.
And that's just not, it's a Rocco thing. It's a hitting coach thing who, for some reason, Correa loves, even though Correa has his worst seasons ever with him. It's the base running coach was awful from top to bottom. The entire coaching staff needs to go. Will they fire everyone? No. But it's top to bottom.
You're right.
It's a problem.
But here's why I think it's why it's Rocco's fault. Rocco's in charge. When Brian Myers makes a stupid mistake on the base pads or something, it's Bobby's fault. It's the head coach has to take blame for it all. I'm sorry. They have.
But he also to be, and I don't think Rocco's good. We've been over.
No, I know.
But I also think like he deserves credit for the successes as well. I mean, does he not? I don't think we can blame him. I don't know if the first playoff win in 20 years, the first playoff series win in over 20 years, winning a game on the road against Houston, winning a division.
Was it him or was it?
He has it. But that's my point. Why can we blame him for the bad and not give him any credit for
because
the
bad? Because the bad.
I think he is bad, but I don't think you can just dismiss that. No, any of the good has nothing to do with him.
Didn't want to have to do this. Let me recap something. The first game that we won. First of all, Toronto was a joke, but the first game
won more games than us in a harder division. I don't think that's fair. But
okay, whatever. Well, I'm going to get to why I think
that. I don't think Rocco's good. I'm not defending him as a good manager. I'm just
The first game, Lewis, who, if he's hurt, we probably lose, single-handedly won the game for us, has nothing to do with Rocco. The second game, Rocco's doppelganger takes our guy out of the game, and we probably lose that game. Has
I just
nothing
don't think
to
that's
do with
a fair him. Assumption, but that's fine.
What I was saying wasn't the knockout. It's we have a culture issue that doesn't win it, that won't win us a World Series in the postseason. Yes, it's great.
No, I disagree with that because
every year we've led the league in strikeouts.
And yeah. And we strike out too much 100%. But
why have a coach? Why have a coach? If it's not
fault. I'm not saying I'm saying things are his fault, but I'm saying things are also his credit. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'm not sure what you can credit him for. Maybe they like him. So we'll give him credit for something. That's fine.
I just don't think you can. I just don't think it's fair to say when things go right, he had nothing to do with it. And when things go wrong, he had.
I'm not even saying he didn't.
You're
not. No, so what in the playoffs went so right that he did?
I don't know. The fact that we won games and
I just told you how we won them. I just
but
told that, you how
don't
we won.
I think he deserves. Okay, that's fine. Agree to disagree on that. I'm not going to harp on this point continuously because we already only have like 10 minutes.
But I don't think he did anything to get us to win.
You know what? But listen, you can hate on it all you want, but the way they handled that game 4 pitching worked.
How about his lineup? How about having the hottest hitter not even hitting fifth or whatever?
Correct. Well, he actually hit bad in the last game, and I agree with what you're saying. Go ahead.
Completely agree there. I mean, Korea. From the big sense, the first line of that, I said he should have been hitting higher than 6.
But they won games with him down there too. To be fair,
if he was up there, they would have won by 7 because of the guys in scoring position. He's the only guy only guy hitting with guys in scoring position, and they decide to move him up.
Well, if he's hitting higher, then Lewis is hitting lower. Like, it's like that's the
first game, one guy carried us. Like,
but
yeah, I don't know what he did.
So he inserts guys into the lineup in Houston. Like, Kyle Farmer hadn't played all series, basically. He puts him in. He hits a two-run home run.
And he never played again.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, you play him in advantages where it works.
But he didn't insert him because he thought it was a good – he just – that was predetermined ahead of the game.
But that's part of what a manager does. He makes the lineup in a way that he thinks will help him succeed.
Okay. If he doesn't get his coaches or he does it himself, teach these guys different approaches –
I agree with
they're
that.
They're not going to win this game.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
They're just not.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying.
The bottom line is.
We can't only write off the bad and say it's all his fault and not at least say when things go well, he has no.
No, I mean, I credit him somehow.
And I'm disagreeing with that.
That's fine.
I credit him just like I would credit Kirk Cousins if he won us the Super Bowl, give him the keys to the city. I don't care how bad a Rocco coach is.
That's my only point. I am with you guys.
I am going to stun
you guys. I am on base with you guys, no pun intended, that he is not a good coach. But I don't think you can say he's 100% of the time a bad coach.
I'm going to stun you guys when we start talking about Cousins. It might be the last show.
I only have a couple comments, and then we got to move on to football.
Okay. Can I say one more thing on the Twins?
Yes. Because my
the other are... reason, and then this is nothing to the other reason why this is just a disgusting organization. They have plenty
Max
of money.
Kepler is still on the roster.
Well, that too. But Sonny Gray.
Like, he was like hit 300 in the second half of the year. But yeah.
Okay, forget him.
Well, in the postseason, he hit zero. And Polanco, he's gone with all the prospects we have. If those two guys are on the roster next year.
I'm going to tell you this, guys, this right now so you don't get mad when it happens. They are going to pick up their options because someone will take them at those prices. So when they do, don't be like, I can't believe they're bringing them back.
Max
Kepler's option is for the same amount of money we paid Joey Gallo. It's actually less money than we paid. But that's my point. If a guy like Gallo would and did and will command that level of money, Kepler's worth more than him and he's going to be cheaper. So they're going to pick up those options. They'll probably trade at least one, if not both of them.
Here's my point.
I don't care. We can go get a guy like Castellanos for a little more and be way better.
But
someone will take Kepler and give us something in return better than letting him walk. In fact, we'd have to pay him.
I don't think anyone will take Kepler because no one would even trade for him.
No one. I'm telling you. Someone will take him now.
But here's my point.
I hope to do.
Here's my point. I don't even think he's that great, but I think he's somewhat. You cannot continually have a guy like Sonny Gray and get rid of him every year. They won't. He's gone. He'll never play here again. Sonny Gray is a guy you should keep. He wants to be here. It's not going to be that crazy amount of money when you have the amount of money we have. And to have
it's
a little
consistent. It's going to be like $25 million.
Fine. Well, they have it.
They should keep him. And I totally agree. Totally agree. I'm setting a market rate for people who don't know what Sonny Gray gets.
Yeah. So $25 million. It is what it is. It's ridiculous amount of money. None of them are worth it. But for once, have some consistency. You've got my guy Cruz. I know it's Lopez. My guy Lopez, Sonny Gray. I'm not sure that we have a third pitcher, but fine, we can find one. But you have to bring those two. Well, one of them's coming back. But we don't. And that's why this organization sucks, because we're always starting over and piecing things together. Now, the bullpen might be fine now. I don't know.
I think... To your point, there is going to be clear consistency in the lineup. There's going to be clear consistency in the bullpen. The rotation is where they have to be.
And let me ask you another. Here's my other point. And then we got to move on to football because I'm going to stun you guys. And I'm not pining for this guy, but Pagan had one of the worst seasons in the history of baseball last year, and we keep him. Now he actually pitched really well for us, and we get rid of him. That's my point.
How do you know we're getting rid of him?
Oh, he's gone.
No one can be re-signed until after the World Series. So I think we have to reserve.
Okay. Well, let's assume we'll see if I'm right.
I mean, if you're right, I agree with you. It would make no sense.
I can't believe I'm saying it, but there's another example of why we're never good. All right, let's move on.
The couple things I want to add is I completely agree with you on the organizational ownership problem of not paying the money to have the consistency. And if you want an example of how harmful that can be to a team, all you got to do is look at Cleveland, because they've been doing the same thing. They have a bit more organizational development and a little less money, but it's worked for them. But consistently, the second a guy gets good, he's gone.
Yep.
So I completely agree there. I'm not defending Rocco. The only thing I will say, I do think we underrate the strikeouts are too much, and this is not a strikeout home run discussion meant to be, but hitting home runs is how you win games in the playoffs. Like, if you go back and look, there's 30 years basically. So I don't think you can say that is a poor approach. Now, the strikeouts are a problem. That I completely agree with. I've agreed with from you from day one.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say about Arise.
That wasn't a playoff issue. That was a season.
No, I completely. And that something needs to change. It probably won't, but whatever.
Oh, because they're going to get
it. The only thing I will say about Arise is I don't think having him in the playoffs matters. Because the guy that hit and played in the spot he would have hit and played did incredibly well.
No, he played. No, he would have been at first base. I'm not saying him for Julian. No, he plays first base. No, I agree.
I don't know if Julian's there if Arias is there.
Well, then okay, good point. I would have hoped, but you're right. They don't see they only play these guys when they're desperate. Another organizational issue. Julian,
they didn't play Julian. They
forced
were willing to part with Arias because they knew they had Julian too.
I don't know that they did. I think he was so hot in spring training that they finally had no choice but to play him.
It's actually a baseball classic, but you don't know. Yeah, like, I guess we're all assuming things, but
Julian was so bad at every position that they.
So is Arias. To be fair.
Oh my God!
He's actually a better fielder than Arias.
Tampa just scored with 7 seconds left against Buffalo.
Yeah. And the only thing I will say about those trades is the situations are different because those guys are 40 and 39 years old at the end of their careers. And the Mets got back a top 50 prospect in the whole organization. And the Astros had to give up their number one prospect, a man you both know very well. So.
Yeah, but guess what? They seem to figure it out always anyway.
No, but my point is trading for a 40-year-old starting pitcher is very different than trading for a 26-year-old starting pitcher. And they did give up relatively a lot, you know, looking ahead to the future. So, but at the end of the day, my opinion on those trades is like it's all about development. And I think we're seeing that a bit better within the organization lately. Julian, a good example.
Lewis, well, if they stay healthy, I mean, we got to stay healthy.
Ballmer, another good example. Jeffers is a homegrown guy who's had a terrible playoffs.
Why didn't he play what happened to the Astros guy? Why didn't he play?
I thought they should have given him one game. He sucked during the regular season. Well, sucked. So I get it, but I would have given him maybe one game. But
well,
I think
I
like Jeffers more. I don't know.
How bad the umps were and Jeffers like framing pitches like you thought.
Oh, I gotta tell you.
Well, and the Houston catcher, by the way, is like by every defensive metric out there is like one of the worst in the league. So I don't think it was poor catching.
I gotta tell you guys an umpire story, but off the air because I'm not gonna bore everyone with it. But it was about that
football,
game.
Football.
Okay, I'm gonna start it right here. The Vikings have got to bring Kirk Cousins back. I know. You're gonna be stunned by what I just said.
Are you saying that because Caleb Williams sucks?
You know what? That helps my case. Well, part of the team.
Yeah, I think that was fake news, but yeah.
Was that fake?
I don't know. I've seen it from multiple people, but.
Well, your guy Stevie.
Most of the people I've seen are not.
Our guy Stevie. What's Stevie's name on Twitter?
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wall Street or something.
Yeah, he commented on it. No, I'm going to tell you why. Because, one, it's the only probably way to keep Jefferson. I think he's good enough. And I do think we can work on some of his flaws. But I don't think we're going to get anyone better for the next 3-4 years. We're not going to get the first, second, or third, fourth pick. We're not. As bad as we are, there's teams just worse.
Yeah. So I think right now you do nothing. I think you play the season.
Well, he's not going to go.
It is very hard in the NFL to tank because the players are too prideful. If there's an any given Sunday attitude. You saw it this week with two to three different, maybe four different teams. Only two of them lost, but Two of them probably. Two
God, we almost lost to Chicago. Jesus.
I'm not even talking about us, but yeah, that's true. I meant our Philly friends, actually.
I don't get that.
But that, and then, you know, the Bills barely beat the Tyrod Taylor-led Giants, and then obviously the other one being the Browns beat the 49ers.
He's underrated.
Who?
Maybe his 11th team is the charm.
Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, you never know.
No, there are certain teams I'm like,
so I've changed my tune. Sign Cousins to 3 years. Let's do it now. Let's get Jefferson re-signed. I don't care if we suck the whole year. That's fine. Well, I mean, I don't know who we beat, but regardless of all that.
The thing is, if we don't turn the ball over, we have 4 wins. It's not even.
We at least have 4. There's no doubt about that.
Well, 100%. Cousins is part of that.
But I know that's right. A big gap.
Yeah, but two of Cousins' interceptions were ripped from his receiver's hands.
No, you know
I saw something the other day? Like, it's one thing. Can't catch. He's actually, I'm not trying to be funny, his catch rate this season, because he gets so many targets, is actually higher.
Hockenson?
Hockenson's catch rate, I'm telling you. Telling you this because I looked it up the other day and I was shocked. Because he gets targeted so often, his catch rate, he has too many drops, but his catch rate is higher than Andrews and Kelce and Kittle.
I've got a conspiracy theory.
Please trade KJ Osborne because he sucks. If there's a team who wants him, trade him.
I think.
Do whatever you can for him. I think he's a very high pick either. Like, you're probably winning that trade almost.
I've got a conspiracy theory. I think Hockenson now is like on some of these plays, it looks like he's diving just because he can't get there because he knows he's making the catches look harder than they really are. They're still going right through his hands no matter what he's doing.
I don't think Kirk's been super accurate this year, but he needs to catch more balls. I'm just saying he had a higher catch rate.
No, he still panics.
I think Kelce's is higher now after last week, but he's ahead of – I have it up now. He's ahead of Goddard, Kittle, Mark Andrews. He's ahead of Sam Laporta. He's ahead of Darren Waller. Like, he's ahead of some very good tight ends in terms of catch percentage, but it was shocking. He drops too many.
Hockenson just needs a day like Dua Lipa or something, and then the NFL will script it so we win.
He is single.
A joke, the Kelce thing, actually.
The only thing
I want to say about the quarterback thing, Dad, before you move on, is I don't think Jefferson is like hooked to Cousins, but I do think he'll probably want an answer. So I think if you tell him, hey, man, we're going to let the season play out. If we continue to lose games and you sitting out is part of that, we're going to get a rookie. We'll let you be part of that decision, and we'll get a guy that you want to
play. Let's just get Shredder.
Yeah. No, I agree.
That effect. Colorado team is a mess right now.
Well,
I do whatever Jefferson wants.
I agree.
But two is, I think you signed Cousins for at least 2 years, and this class of quarterbacks is probably the best class of quarterbacks in the draft history. And so I think you don't need one of the
we're not going to get any of them that matter.
I don't want, anyways.
There's like five or six guys, Sanders included, that are
well, here's the problem.
Development again.
Ewers could go top five, May could go top five, but then one of them's going to fall. I mean, there's
so well, and then you and then you still have you still
here's
have
the problem we have.
Washington, you have Sanders.
We have the worst general manager in football, and I'm going to say this because, and you know this to be true. The day of his draft 2 years ago, I was absolutely, no pun intended, shredding him that he had no clue what he was doing. We should have Hamilton right now. The scene guy sucked when we took him, sucked before he got hurt. He's now doesn't even suit up anymore, and he's perfectly fine. This guy is clueless, and sadly, he might be making the well, not might be. We have to rely on him to get one of these quarterbacks. I can't rely on him to do anything. I think he's god awful and needs to go. He's done nothing. I know Addison is a good football player, but did we really need him? Probably not.
I mean,
well, we did if Jefferson was going to get hurt.
Well, if KJ Osborne isn't gone in the next 4 weeks, he's gone next year. So.
Okay, I think we should have kept.
And Jerome Powell's a beast.
We have these guys. yeah, whatever his name is. We had Thielen. There's wide receivers are a dime a dozen out there. I know Thielen's getting the ball all the time. I get it. Blah 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 blah. There's tons of receivers out there we could have got. I'm glad we have Addison. He's very good.
But I think Addison is going to be very good. But I
think he is now. But we didn't need.
I don't think he's going to be a dime a dozen guy. But I get your
point. No, he's not. But we have the best, so we didn't need the second best. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that.
That's fine. Well, it's got us. It's worked well.
Our issues are not at the receiver position, obviously. But my
point
is,
it wasn't before either.
Our issues aren't even at the defense. Our defense is good. Yeah, their offensive line's good. Our issue is turning the ball over. We don't turn the ball over at least 500.
I actually very much so. I think Kirk has not had a good year, which may actually help.
Because he panics.
To re-sign him. I think we're going to re-sign him to at least. So what will be interesting, and then we're running short on time. What will be interesting is if Kirk does not. I think he's had a mediocre year by his standards, which are relatively high. Well, if we only win 4 or 5 games and we get one of those top 5 or 6 quarterbacks, like, I probably still re-sign Kirk to deal. The question is he going to take it?
Well, then I would think he would take it.
Well, unless he
knows about the game and he's actually above average quarterback.
Chance to go to San Francisco until they turned Purdy into the next Tom Brady.
Well, I think that's on borrowed time.
Otherwise,
last week was an example of that.
I don't know. It wasn't his. To be honest with you, he didn't play well. But if the guy doesn't miss the field goal, then we're talking about how he gutted it out and they won a game.
You're not wrong. But how many times have we tried to say that about Kirk Cousins and people
but we're not the 49ers. Our coach is not like their coach.
By
the
way,
defense is not
100% like 100% my point.
100%. We have no running back. They
still lost that game.
They lost the game because of the kicker.
But how many times has Kirk lost a game because of the kicker or the defense? And still, the discussion is Kirk can't get it done.
Yeah, no, that's part.
And that's my point about Purdy. Purdy has all of that working for him, and he still couldn't beat the Browns. I'm not saying they're going to go undefeated, but like the Browns are very.
That was his first career loss, by the way.
Well, he's only got he doesn't have that many games. But my point is, he's so guarded by the beast that is the San Francisco
49ers. Oh, I understand that. Their team is way better than ours. I get that.
I think that's on borrowed time. That's all I'm saying.
The fact of the matter is, Purdy sucks. And if Kirk Cousins is on that team, they would have 2 Super Bowls. I could be a good a Purdy level quarterback.
Tyson
with McCaffrey,
Bagel or whatever.
And all of that in that coaching staff.
The one thing I'll say, I just said I want Kirk. He does. Purdy doesn't panic. Kirk does. And Purdy can move.
I wouldn't panic in that offense.
Maybe. He'd be better.
Genuinely want
to. Purdy's in the Vikings offense with no running game, no wide receivers, he'd be panicking.
I'd be panicking. I genuinely do wonder if Kirk was in a function. Now, the Vikings are not a model organization, but they consistently have some decent teams and decent pieces around them, whether it's Jefferson or, they had Cook and Thielen and Diggs and, a decent defense once in a while, they've had good pieces around him. I do genuinely wonder if you took 27, 28 year old Kirk and put him in this, does he look different? At some point we also have to admit, I get he's he's dedicating himself to being in better shape, blah, blah, blah. He's 35 years old.
I
agree, but he had to have been more athletic 8 years ago. I can't say I studied him, but
Tom Brady
was never athletic. He was great.
Yeah, he would move enough. I just got to wonder if at 35, at this point, Kirk Washington probably did not exactly put great habits into him. So I just wonder. I have no idea if it would be any different. It's a genuine.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom on the couch if I don't go. You guys continue. I'll be right back.
We're pretty much out of time if you want to just wrap it up on that note.
Why don't you wrap it up?
Sam, you wrap it up. I opened it.
This has been another edition of Apples to Apples, presented by KFNU Radio 1.
By the way, I can stay now. I already went. It's the couch is soaked.
Was that your Santa Clara station you were just about to rattle off?
Yeah. It's WFNU 94.1.
I was rattling off my Santa Clara station.
Oh, old time's sake. They probably missed...
throwback.
It was a throwback, you're right. Yeah, I peed all over the couch, so I'm fine.
I thought it was off to big stars. My muscle memory kicked in.
The whole thing was really good. It just wasn't pertaining to where we were.
Yeah, it just was the wrong stage.
You might have broke like an FCC law or something, too.
Well, he didn't finish it, so...
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
By the way, Luka Garza dropped 30 against that poor Israeli team.
Well, he's from Germany, isn't he? I mean, it says a lot.
No, he's from Bosnia.
Oh, I thought he was from Germany, because kind of would have been fitting. In a weird...
Probably not super
bad
great time for that joke, but that's...
It wasn't a joke. I was being serious.
Yeah, no.
All right, on that note, before we get actually...
Talk about an FCC violation.
Stats about it, man. This has been another edition of Apples to Apples, and congrats to our affiliate correspondents on making it to the World Series. We'll talk to you next time.